Fran, also news being digested in certainly party political circles, and you've cited it in the panel, is the ALP national intervention into the ALP New South Wales branch. We often, so often, hear ministers and other Labor figures saying if only Labor stopped focusing on itself, it could focus on government or challenging the opposition. If only the so-called ALP internals were kept out of sight, then self-indulgent navel-gazing could be avoided. Well, the new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has rejected that advice in spectacular fashion, and he's ordered the navel, so to speak, be surgically removed, in New South Wales at least. Not many people will have heard of the Credentials Committee or the Disputes Committee, yet they are critical.
I think that's fair to say.
Yet it's important because these are the exact vehicles through which Eddie Obeid assumed backroom control of the former New South Wales Labor government. And it was that that led to the allegations that are now receiving national attention before ICAC, the New South Wales Anti-Corruption Commission. Well, yet Kevin Rudd abolished those committees. Later today, the National Executive will confirm that decision. They'll be disbanded. And something you also won't know along with the disputes committees or credentials committees is the name Anthony D'Adam. Yet he knows exactly how these committees work. For 6 years, he's been a left member of the all-powerful administrative committee of the New South Wales Labor Party. And I spoke with him earlier, and I think you'll see he has some revealing candour on exactly how these important but unseen committees in the Labor Party operate.
The machinery committees are the internal party committees that bring in the factional fix, you know, disputes around pre-selections and around control of local branches all end up in the disputes or credentials committees, factional bodies. They're dominated by apparatchiks, low-level party activists under the influence of the factions and therefore able to do the factional bidding when they need them to.
Regardless of the merits of the case before them.
Well, merit doesn't come into play in the Labor Party as it's existed up until now.
Well, these committees of which you speak have been abolished. What have they been replaced with?
Well, they've been replaced with an independent review tribunal composed of retired judicial members or members, senior members of the legal profession, and they'll bring a level of impartiality to the resolution of disputes within the Labor Party.
What if that doesn't work?
Well, the other significant announcement is that the long-standing rule that members aren't able to take matters to court will be removed. Aggrieved members will have recourse to the civil courts, and that will bring the rule of law to the internal governance of the Labor Party. That's a fundamental change to the way the Labor Party operates. In 2011, as a member of the Rules Committee, I put forward proposals very similar to this for adoption that were rejected by the majority on the Rules Committee and by the conference. The ruling group are the jury, judge and executioner in all matters, utterly corrupted. I'm very pleased that this day has arrived, and to bring the rule of law to the internal operations of the Labor Party will mean that individuals will know that there are boundaries that can't be crossed. No longer will inappropriate, unethical, corrupt practices, behaviour that borders on illegality, be tolerated in the Labor Party.
So how does change at head office change behaviour at the Parliament in Macquarie Street or in Canberra?
Well, all the members of Parliament make their start in the Labor Party. They learn their politics in the internal processes of the Labor Party. That's the seed of the bad culture. Those types of behaviours being fostered and encouraged at the base of the party lead to patterns of behaviour that are replicated when members enter parliamentary service.
So what happens when the next Eddie Obeid comes along, who gets control over a small sub-faction and then parlays that into control of a larger faction and then parlays that into control of an entire caucus and through that parliament or government?
Well, I think that's the fundamental difference, isn't it? If the rule of law applies at all levels of the party, then those unethical behaviours can be nipped in the bud. And that's what we needed to do. We needed to catch the Eddie Obeids at the outset, not once they're in parliament in positions of influence where they can actually undermine good public policy.
And what do you say to the argument that this is about politics, not policy, trying to precede an adverse finding from ICAC?
Well, I think it's fortuitous that we've been able to get a good outcome out of a very bad situation.
Has this come about because of a cultural change within the controlling right? Isn't their whole ethos about never give up control?
No, I think what's happened is the reform has been extracted from them. They haven't come to this willingly. Those who control the Labor Party have been forced into this situation. by circumstance. So much has changed in recent weeks, unprecedented. No one really could have anticipated this situation might have arisen where coming together of events that have led to a Prime Minister being in a position where they can drive through such fundamental change.
What fate has dealt this extraordinary hand of a Prime Minister executed by the factions returning to the Lodge, hasn't happened since Menzies, coinciding with these outrageous ICAC accusations, and this has been the window of opportunity.
Yes, unfortunately, the Prime Minister's grabbed onto that. It's the kind of changes that will generate a cultural change in the Labor Party. It wasn't the Labor Party's culture as it currently stands that's delivered this change. This change will be the change that makes the culture.
The change of the structure will precede the change in the culture.
The change in the structure will deliver a cultural change. The rule of law has come to the Labor Party, and that will fundamentally alter the dynamic, the internal dynamic in the party. Whatever it takes, that's been the mentality of the Labor Party up until now, and that's meant that we've had a high tolerance for unethical behaviour. Well, that's not going to be the case anymore.
Whatever it takes, that's Anthony D'Adam, a member of the New South Wales Labor Executive, speaking with James Carlton.